This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
As we launch into the third hour of the program, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking a little bit about natural disasters on and off throughout the show. Hurricane Irma is turning into and has turned into something pretty devastating. Over 180, 185 mile an hour winds as we are speaking. It is apparently the strongest Atlantic hurricane ever recorded outside of the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean. So I guess that means that there were some stronger ones in the Gulf of Mexico.
When will you admit the global warming is destroying us, Ian?
I don't know. I mean, hurricanes have always happened. I don't know if I think that global warming is necessarily a bad thing. I'd like things to get a little warmer up here in New Hampshire.
Well, I think they
I thought they changed it to global climate change.
They call it global climate change. I think that's a superior terminology, although there's general warming. So first, my rebuttal to my statement would be that, the last 2 years, 2016 and 2015, were the warmest on record.
Were they really?
Sort of on average or something like that in some period of time. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
And they didn't have gigantic hurricanes tearing grooves through Texas and Florida.
So it's not necessarily warm weather.
It's not necessarily global warming that's causing this. There have been...
What about the gays, Mark? Somebody said it was the gays.
I really can't rebut. If somebody believes
Jesus is punishing the United States,
why would he target Texas of all places to punish a gay?
Right?
Wouldn't he punish like Massachusetts?
Maybe he's mad because Texas hasn't executed enough gays.
Corpus Christi, Texas. Yeah,
Corpus of Christ.
Yeah, I cannot imagine why somebody would come up with that conclusion. Well, but that's their business, not mine.
It's the white Trump. It's the white Trump voters in Houston, a mainly liberal minority city. That's why he got attacked.
Because Jesus is a Democrat. Is that the idea?
No, it's. Oh no, I'm sorry. Oh, you're talking about causes. I'm talking about why some people are celebrating it. Okay, never mind.
I see. So, I was of course joking, but there are people who seriously do believe that it's some sort of, punishment.
Sure.
And they've been saying this forever. I mean, time some sort of hurricane does devastation,
the Black Plague was I'm surely for something.
So you can comment if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You were just getting started, Vincent, sharing with us a story out of, I forget what the source was.
CBS News.
CBS, thank you. That was about the so-called gouging when it comes to Amazon. What they found was some water that was for sale for more expensive to somebody who was looking at the price of it in the southeast, but somebody who was in the northeast... they would see a cheaper price.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
So the article continues, Amazon said it doesn't engage in surge pricing and denied that bottled water prices have changed recently. Quote, "We do not engage in surge pricing," the spokesperson said in a statement. "Amazon prices do not fluctuate by region or delivery location. Prices on bottled water from Amazon and third-party sellers that are doing their own fulfillment to customers have not widely fluctuated in the last month. It could be that customers are seeing, unquote. It could be that customers are seeing the higher priced items that remain in stock after lower priced products sell out. However, rather than merchants boosting prices in response to the storm, Amazon instead calls its price practices dynamic pricing. In this model, items that are in demand receive price tweaks thanks to Amazon's pricing algorithms. As demand spikes, prices go higher. The model also responds to pricing at the other merchants. When CBS asked earlier this year about
they've called gouging dynamic pricing.
Yeah, but it's a robot's fault. It's a robot that does it.
Which is great. I mean, as we were saying, we support
dynamic
pricing. Who
gets water
pricing.
Delivered by Amazon? This has got to be the most inefficient way to get your water.
Well, I mean, if you got the Amazon Prime, don't they give you the two-day delivery
thing?
I mean, if you know the hurricane's coming in 5 days or 7 days, and it's a Monday, you know, you can place the order and have it there by Wednesday, and UPS is still going to be running right up until that thing starts, I would think.
Yeah, you go through shop.freetalklive.com if you're going to make this horrible financial decision. But
wait a minute. If you think about it, I mean, it's probably going to cost you more on average per bottle if you're shipping, you know, one 24-pack of water somewhere. You're obviously going to pay more for that than if you are getting the regular price at a Walmart. No doubt about it, because the shipping alone is going to be probably as much as, if not more than, the actual price of the item. So I get what you're saying, Mark, but on the other hand, if you can avoid having to stand in a line that wraps around the block down at the Home Depot, then
it may be worth
well,
it.
That makes sense.
Amazon gets money for each package they send through Prime. It gets government money.
What? Seriously? That's a subsidized program?
Yeah. I haven't looked into it too closely, but when people talk about monopolies...
Who's paying them? Which government agency is paying Amazon?
I'm not sure. I didn't look too close into it, but...
Yeah, that one I don't know, man. I want to hear more about that claim.
Right, certainly, yeah.
Here's some pictures coming with a quote from Gaston Brown, the Prime Minister of Barbuda. It's saying Barbuda...
What is that?
It's an island.
Is Barbuda different from the Barbados?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if Barbuda is in the Barbados. I don't know. I just don't know.
Haven't you sailed around down there?
I've
too many islands,
been
huh?
down in the Caribbean, but I have never been to Barbuda, nor
Barbudos,
or whatever. Anyway, Barbuda is practically uninhabitable after Cat 5 Hurricane Irma.
Yikes.
And, I mean, the streets here is a muddy river.
Well, now I want to know, is Barbuda part of the Barbados? I don't know. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Vincent just handed me a story from TimeInc.net. This analyst claims the U.S. Postal Service is giving Amazon a huge subsidy. Fairly recent story from late July. The U.S. Postal Service and Amazon have a special relationship. In 2013, for instance, the USPS agreed to offer Sunday delivery of Amazon packages. I've seen that. People have ordered, when I've ordered through Purse, sometimes people will pay extra for Sunday delivery, and I've had packages come in from the post office on Sunday. But shipping industry watcher and money manager Josh Sandbolt thinks there's an ugly underside to the USPS-Amazon collaboration. Sandbolt, writing in the Wall Street Journal last week, argued that the USPS effectively subsidizes the packages or the price of shipping Amazon's packages. According to Sandbolt, Congress has barred USPS from setting its parcel prices below its costs to keep from unfairly undercutting competitors like FedEx and UPS. But the formula for calculating those costs, set in 2006, hasn't kept pace as packages have come to make up a higher and higher percentage of USPS volume. The law set the share of infrastructure costs associated with packages at 5.5%, but boxes now make up around 25% of Postal Service revenue. Sandbolt cites an April analysis by Citigroup that put a price tag on the resulting distortion. If a package delivery bore its fair share of Postal Service system costs, each box would cost $1.46 more to deliver. That subsidy is system-wide, and the USPS has courted other large e-commerce companies. But Amazon's size means that it benefits disproportionately, and it ships around 40% of its deliveries with the Postal Service. In Sandbolt's view, this means the Postal Service is picking winners and losers in the retail world. So they're saying here, my understanding from what I've read so far, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, is that it's the other packages in the Postal Service or the first class mail that's subsidizing the package delivery. Is that what they're saying here?
I don't know. I mean, is that how it works with the post office?
I don't know. It's talking about some law that is set here. It says here, the law set the share of infrastructure costs associated with packages at 5.5%, but boxes now make up around 25% of Postal Service revenue. So it's suggesting that the boxes should be costing more to deliver than they are.
If it's possible to screw up pricing on package delivery,
the postal service
I can count on the post office to do it.
Sandbolt's investment firm does hold FedEx stock, meaning he does have a direct interest in critiquing the Postal Service, and his analysis is debatable on several points. He disingenuously describes the pricing situation as a gift card from Uncle Sam, which implies there's tax money involved, but the USPS doesn't receive tax revenues. Well, their pension program does, but yes, the day-to-day operations supposedly don't. The toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. More about the Hurricane Irma on the way.
The percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. Like, all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right. I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial on in here toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
As we continue, well, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything you want. Mark, I do want you to tell us about the Bullet Blocker.
Yeah, Bullet Blocker is a garment company. They were founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of school shooting. Well, now they've grown to having a huge selection of jackets and coats and backpacks and briefcases that could save your life. These products are attractive, well-made right here in the United States. They're airport security friendly, the thinnest and lightest ballistic material that's available. It's very flexible and concealable. And you've got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets, too. Get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com. And you put your order in now if you're in the warmer climes. It takes them a little while to put these things together. Bulletblocker.com.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. David is in New Mexico listening to Kiva. Go ahead, David.
Well, things. So you're talking about cops and people videotaping them, recording them, photographing whatever. And
sure.
I got arrested for that one time. I got something to say on that. But I was only half listening. But you were talking about the post office, and you were talking about boxes. I think maybe they're referring to the PO boxes that they rent out.
No, they're talking about shipping. They were talking about,
okay.
The suggestion was that Amazon is getting its packages effectively subsidized. Not that it's being done specifically, you know, to target Amazon or help them, but that because they're such a large bulk, shipper with the Postal Service, and the analyst was claiming that the Postal Service's other areas were essentially subsidizing the package shipping side, that he's saying the package prices should be higher if they were to truly reflect what they should. But that was the claim, as I understood it.
Oh, okay, cool. And you had, in the context of talking about cops arresting people for photographing or video recording them, like I said, they did that to me. And then you were somebody had commented about you don't know what the cops were thinking, but you know what, and something like that. And I can tell you what they were thinking in my case, because I planted a audio recording device on the cops that they took from me, and then recorded themselves for the next hour.
We've seen this happen more than once, too.
Can you tell me about this, how you managed to pull this off? I'd like a little more clarity.
Well, whenever you get anywhere near a cop, you start your recording devices, and you have multiples of them. You have your phone, and you have your little mini dictaphone, whatever, your voice note recorder in another pocket and such like that. And inevitably, they take them from you, or sometimes they don't find them at all. Other times, they take them from you, and they never check to see if they're recording or not. And then if they do find that it's recording, they have a dilemma of whether they tamper with your device. If they shut it off, there's a question in court as to whether they were trying to hide evidence. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So whenever I encounter cops, I always have running recording devices all over my body and planted in my car or my premises or wherever I am, so that they can't possibly find them all, and inevitably the whole thing gets recorded. But in two different
instances, it's a smart thing.
Yeah, everybody should do it. Everybody should do it. You know, like that lady, and this is Albuquerque, New Mexico, but like that just reminds me of, there was a story of a lady who autistic son. She suspected he was being abused in school, so she put a little voice recorder in his pants. I don't know where in his pants. I'm guessing she probably sewed a secret little pocket. That's what I would have done. And she busted the school cop throwing things at her kid and abusing her kid. So,
wow.
But
it's also not the only time we've heard about it. We know Pete Eyre from CopBlock.org busted some cops like this once. They had they'd taken him into custody, and then they took his phone, which was still recording, back into their car with them. They didn't realize it, though. And you got to overhear the entirety of their very corrupt conversation where they were talking about his anarchist flyers and trumping up some charges to bring on him and, you know, making his day very, very unhappy. And that wasn't the first time we've seen stories like that. There have been other instances where activists or others have been pulled over and had a recording device going. The cops have failed to shut it off and revealed some very, very untoward and inappropriate things being said by those officers when they thought no one was listening. And that's, to me, when you really get to find out what a cop is like, is when they're alone with their buddies and they get to say how they really feel. And I think those are the most... Go ahead.
Yeah, I've done that twice on two different occasions, and on both occasions they were conspiring to deny to violate civil rights. But on both occasions it caught them doing that. So
isn't that interesting that both occasions you caught that? You know, because the cop supporters would say, oh well, it's just a few bad apples. But you know, what are the odds that same thing would happen more than once? I think it suggests that there's a very high likelihood that many cops are far more corrupt than a lot of people want to admit.
In my case, I'm batting 1,000. I'm 2 for 2. So,
excellent job, David. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the suggestion. Not a bad idea. And these days, recording devices are so cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no reason not to do it.
Audio recording is really the trick. I mean, video is great, but audio is the most important part of it.
Well, it's important. If you can get both, then get both. But, yeah, sure. You know, it's easier to hide an audio recording device. If your video device is hidden, then there's still a good chance it's not going to record the thing you really wanted to record. And then you get into, like, hidden cameras, which can be kind of crappy. Some of these, like, you know, watch cams, pen cams, eyeglasses cams, some of these things... You know, they're getting so affordable that they're so cheap in some cases that you actually don't want it because it's just too cheap. Like the quality, the build quality, it's not going to last.
I had, I think it was a keychain or something with a little fob on it that would do audio and video recording. And
how long did that last?
It didn't last long.
Yeah, exactly. So toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Sarah. She's also in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. With Ian, Vincent, and Mark.
I just got put on right away. You know what? I'm glad Mark
is on. It's that easy here.
It must be 9:30.
I just want to ask Mark. So you claim that our elections and our vote have no impact, no matter whatsoever.
I don't think he said that.
No, I think your vote will have no effect whatever.
You're saying your vote does, but her vote doesn't?
Nope, mine doesn't either.
So whose votes do have an impact then?
You know, the fate of our red light camera here in Albuquerque was decided by the voters. And
sure,
also the 6-day pay leave will be decided by our voters. That's how the city decided to deal with it, is have the voters decide it, and I know that it's going to pass.
Right.
So what are you saying that our elections have no impact?
If you and I live in the same district and you go and go vote, and I go to the gym and exercise, I will have gotten a day worth of exercise. You will have been just one more vote in a that didn't matter in an election.
She could walk to the voting precinct, then she'd get exercise and vote at the same time.
I don't have a particular problem with voting. I just don't act like it's mathematically significant.
All right, Sarah, hang on. We can discuss voting here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but there was one time, Mark, where you would have been the one deciding vote on a vote, in which case that would have been significant. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to dial on in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
You've got Vincent.
And Mark.
And Mark, give us an update. What is the latest from Uganda?
Well, hope.freetalklive.com. We're building an orphanage for about 40 orphans in Jinja, Uganda. And the building's going up nicely. We're looking to fund the phase of sort of the interior build-out. Right now we're working on the roof and putting up the support beams and then the roof. And then we'll be doing all the stuff on the inside. We need about $8,000 left to hopefully complete this project. That is my prediction. And we need about 20. That means that because our funds are being matched by both getcell401.com and
double matching.
Yeah, jax.io, that we need to raise about $2,700 in order to reach the goal. And we've gotten some donations yesterday.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. And still need some more.
It's doable.
Yep.
That's doable. That's a goal that can be reached. So if you want to donate via PayPal, check. money order, Bitcoin, all of those things are possible, right?
Yeah, just go to hope.freetalklive.com. All the instructions are there.
Hope.freetalklive.com as we go back to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you were calling about voting, and Mark, you made the statement that voting is statistically insignificant. But did you say that's true for everybody?
Well, I mean, the smaller the pool, the more significant your vote will be.
Right, so if you vote in a municipal election, then it's more significant than, say, voting in a federal election.
But if your municipality is Albuquerque and not some little, you know, Wilkinson, Pennsylvania, or some tiny little town out there, then, yeah, I mean, it's going to be, there's a difference. If you're voting in a New York City citywide election for the mayor, then your vote is statistically insignificant because there are millions of people casting a vote.
Then there's so much corruption there, too.
Right. If you live in a
town...
You
know something?
Go ahead.
I just want to mention something. You know what? It does matter that we vote here in Albuquerque because I want to say that Mayor Chavez, the mayor before, he was going to keep the red light cameras no matter what. And I think that was the tipping point. He got voted out and got we winded up replaced with Mayor Berry. And Mayor Berry was about, I'll do what the wishes of the voters was. Voters voted against the red light cameras.
It's an unfortunate name to have as a mayor.
People get killed. He's going to uphold that, and he's got three more months, and he did that. So we're number one in pedestrian fatalities.
We are number one.
And then our traffic fatalities went up. But you know what he said? He said, I'm going to honor the wishes of the voters. He pulled them all out. He never came back.
Good man.
So
but
good man.
An argument for voting being an individual's vote being significant.
No,
that's
not
just
at all.
The results of a vote. There are results of votes
every time
that are held across the nation. And yes, people vote, and yes, they count the votes, and yes, in many cases, you know, the vote, it's even legitimate. But that doesn't mean that you and your vote mattered. In fact, I'd be willing to wager, Sarah, that your vote has never made a difference. Not that it hasn't counted, because they count it, but that it doesn't change the total.
Meaning that it wasn't a tie-breaking vote or something?
If the vote is 100 votes... Hold on, Sarah. Hold on. Listen. If the vote is 100 votes to 120 votes, 19 of the people on the winning side's vote didn't matter. Because one vote makes the win. Does that make sense to you?
Well, over here, most of the elections you have to win by 2%. So a lot
really?
Of times,
in order to prevent a recount.
Yeah, well, a lot of the elections, it's not. It has to be so the margin.
You're making a good counter argument there, Mark.
What? It's just a margin by which you have to win. It doesn't make a difference mathematically.
Okay, here's the thing: is that okay? One person, it doesn't really matter. Okay, but
right.
You
are only one person, Sarah. Now you make a great case for calling into Free Talk Live, and hopefully you change somebody else's vote. Why you continue to call in on a national show and talk about local issues? I'm not entirely sure, but. You know, nonetheless, I think that that's true. You'll do more by putting a sign in your yard than you will by walking to the polls on voting day. But if you put the sign in your yard...
What if you walk to the polls with a sign?
That's fine, too. Ian, you can do whatever you want. It's your life.
I have voted. Look, okay, let's say you get, like, 1,000 people that figure that, oh, my votes don't count, and they don't show up. So one person, it doesn't really matter, but you get 1,500 people... They say, well, I'll just go and vote and have a say-so, and it will matter.
How does you going to vote change those people's votes?
Well, you know what? Collectively, all it takes is like
it's not about collective.
Okay.
I
heard it is.
Collectively get anybody to go to the polls or stay home. I can only drive myself, possibly my wife.
I think I might understand where Sarah's getting at. I think
sure.
It's like a mentality where...
It's a mentality.
It's like...
Delude yourself.
No. It's like, you know, sort of like a universally preferable behavior. I think if I hold this... If I hold this to myself, if I say, okay, I'm going to go and vote, because if I stay at home thinking it's not going to matter, then, you know, sort of like a law of attraction type thing, then other people might think the same way, when really if all the people who fought that way went out and voted, it would have made a difference.
I'm happy to talk about law of attraction, but I'm not going to do it in the foundation of science and mathematics.
The toll-free number tonight, thank you for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, she mentioned the mayor, or somebody mentioned the mayor of New York and all that, and you actually had a story, Vincent, about that. I don't know how much of it we can share tonight, but I was very interested in what you said was the headline, and that was that the New York City mayor has apparently come out in favor of abolishing private property.
Not necessarily abolishing it, but in a manner of speaking, yes.
I want to hear more about that. Where's this story coming from? Do you happen to know offhand?
Yeah, Infowars.com.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right.
If you've got it pulled up, I don't know if you do.
So, Tyler, New York City mayor goes full commie, calls for end of private property. Bill de Blasio channels Karl Marx in recent interview. And they say that because...
Wasn't he a Democrat, de Blasio?
Yes, he is. And they say it because they take the paragraph of what he said and then compare it to something Marx wrote.
Okay.
And so when Chris Smith asked Bill de Blasio about reducing income and inequality in New York City, he said this, quote, "What's been hardest is the way our legal system is structured to favor private property. I think people all over the city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where, how high it'll be,
oh, God,
who gets to live in it, what the rent will be. I think there's a socialistic impulse, which I hear every day in every kind of community, that they...
They may be right in New York City. That enough people would want this, that he may be right. I hate the notion, but he
may certainly, be right. I mean, the majority of people are going to not necessarily know economics and love the idea of free housing, right?
If you take a poll in the grocery store, when people walk by a given rack of... chips or whatever it might be, and I think steak is a good question. Do you think the price of this ribeye at $13 a pound is too much? And I think that you can probably get more than half of the people to say yes.
Yeah, I'd like to see a 50% discount in that.
Right, absolutely they would. This is why you don't ask customers what the price should be. They get a vote. That vote is called $13 a pound. If they want it, they can buy it.
Yep. Or they can go somewhere else.
They can buy hamburger. Or I recommend, young men listening out there, or young women too, Chuckeye. It's just a much better, it's as good a cut of meat as the ribeye, but you get, and you don't have that weird big wad of grease in the middle, and you only pay like $5 a pound for it.
How about that?
That's Chuckeye.
All right, let's hear more from this socialist here. He's actually saying that people were wanting socialism, just straight out saying that.
I think there's socializing impulse, which I hear every day in every kind of community, that they would like things to be planned in accordance to their needs.
Wow. Let's talk more. There's more of this quote here, and I think some of it deserves to be repeated. So we're going to do that coming up here, because this is a place that freedom-loving people should not be. Let's be honest.
We go out there every year.
Yeah, I understand that. And
pay $400
and we take
for
a risk.
Hotel room.
We take a risk to go there every year. It's for a talk radio conference is why we do it. 855-450-FREE. I mean, freedom-loving people should not live in this place in New York. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
The percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. It's like all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Well, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about the hurricane, Hurricane Irma, that is looking to do some pretty brutal damage to wherever it comes in contact with, and already has done so. Certainly welcome to comment on anything you want, but we were just sharing, you've got, Vincent, a story out of New York City where Bill de Blasio, who's the mayor of the city, has made some pretty shocking statements that just basically embrace the idea of socialism, just openly embracing it. And I want you to just go ahead and start the paragraph where the quote for this, for what he said was. Just start it over for listeners just tuning in, because it's just so chock full of garbage. We just need to hear it again.
I think people all over the city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where.
It already does that.
How high it'll be.
Does that already.
Who gets to live in it.
Does that, well, pretty much.
With Section 8, I guess it does.
Yeah.
what the rent will be.
I think rent control, that's a thing.
Yep.
I think there's a socialistic impulse, which I hear every day, in every kind of community, that they would like things to be planned in accordance to their needs. And I would, too. Unfortunately.
Is it their needs or their desires?
Yeah, let's stop right there for a moment. Planned in accordance to their needs. Now, generally, when planning is done on a centralized basis, which is the way that government does things, where, you know, some set of bureaucrats decides what's important, they would ostensibly like you to believe that they're doing it based on, we are really taking in the needs of the people here. We are taking those under consideration as we dictate how things should be built and what the rent should be, and we are listening to the people, and they are saying they want socialism, and they are saying they want us to, you know, to take their needs under consideration. But the reality is, if you want your needs to be what is, you know, the factor in how things are built or run or whatever it is we're talking about, then you need to be the one making the decisions. You need to be the one who is in charge of your life. Your needs are unique to you. Yeah, I mean, we all need food. We need water. We need, you know, certain things like that. The thing, I guess, wants is probably more a better term. The things you want in life are unique to you. If you're going to require the government to take care of things that are important, then don't be surprised when they make some pretty serious errors when, you know, we just talked about how in Hurricane Harvey's aftermath, they're turning away people that want to help, that really want to help fulfill people's needs of, like, not drowning and being able to, you know, have some water they can drink and, you know, not dying because they've been left to starve somewhere and nobody's picked them up. So we saw how the government got in the way there of people who had come to help people with their needs. And centralized planning, centralized control, it doesn't care about your needs. It cares about the needs of the politicians, and the politicians need to get voted back into office. And de Blasio wants to get voted back into office again so he can use his political power to punish his enemies and reward his friends. But all the while, he gets to aggregate that power to himself by talking about how he's going to help people out who are in need. Let's go on with the quote.
So, certainly, and it was familiar, too, and I looked it up, and that's, he almost said verbatim a Karl Marx's slogan, from each according to his ability to each according to his need.
Yeah, I mean, that's that they should adopt that as the new city motto.
In New York City?
Yeah.
Is there more from that quote, though? I feel like we finished
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I would, too. Unfortunately, what stands in the way of that is hundreds of years of history that have elevated property rights and wealth to the point that the reality what calls the tune on a lot of development.
What was the last line? I'm sorry. The reality what?
Yeah, that's when the quote ends. What stands in the way of that is hundreds of years of history that have elevated property rights and wealth to the point that that's the reality that calls the tune on a lot of development.
Calls the tune. Okay, so he's saying because of private property, people have all this, right? People that have all this wealth and money, that stands in our way. We would otherwise have a full-on socialist New York City if it weren't for that, is what he's saying.
I think that where he fails to understand is the city doesn't have money that it doesn't steal, right? Mm. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't have money that it doesn't take from someone. You might argue theft, but you certainly can't argue taking.
Well, he certainly understands that's true.
But
he understands how the city funds itself.
Yeah, he does understand that. He thinks it's legitimate, though, so he can't argue that it takes it. And if, without those people from whom you take the money, then there wouldn't be anybody to build the buildings.
That's right.
Because the city isn't going to do it. What are you going to do, rob all the poor people that want free buildings, free places to live?
No, they're going to have wealthy
cheap food
people.
And you know, make sure that everything, everything's quiet at 10 p.m. at night and all the other things that they want? No. The only way you get it is if somebody is willing to put enough money into building a building in the place in America that has the most restrictions on building a building.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
So that's going to necessarily drive up the cost of an apartment in these places. And then he appeals to the people in the apartment saying, isn't it too much? Well, if it wasn't for all your stinking rules,
it'd be a lot cheaper.
It would be less expensive and people would be able to, you know, live elsewhere.
That's absolutely true. So no one should be surprised to hear the mayor of New York City talking this way. New York, after all, is the least free state of all the 50 states in the union by a large margin. The difference between number 49, California, and New York, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study from this year that was published by the Cato Institute, is tremendous. There's a huge gap. Distance as far as their freedom gap. There's a big, big, big one between New York and California. So it's way down there at the bottom at number 50, and nobody is even challenging it for 50th place. California's nowhere near it. So this is the worst of the worst. New York State is the worst of the 50 states, and of the cities in New York, I suspect New York City is the worst of all of the cities in New York State as far as most wealth redistribution programs, more forced building codes, codes and all the nonsense that people have to jump through the hoops just to try to do business there. And that's why people do, right? Like the reason why you would put your business in New York is because there's so much money there. There's so much wealth in that city. But that's what he's complaining about. He's literally saying it's the wealthy people that are standing in the way of it. Because Bill de Blasio would love to implement more socialism here, but doggone it, it's those rich people. They've got so much wealth and so much influence that they're the one who are they're stopping us from a total wealth redistribution program. And ultimately, he's not telling the full story because he's right, right? Like, he must know that if they build the government too big, that the wealthy people are going to say, you know what? We could build Wall Street over there. You know, and like go over to New Jersey or Connecticut or something like that.
There's plenty of exchanges around the world, and frankly, yeah. They don't need to be geographically in one place anymore.
Sure.
I mean, Wall Street itself is an anachronism.
Anachronism, yeah. Those guys all standing around yelling in a room. What's that all about?
There's machines. I don't even know if those guys do that anymore. There are machines that trade at something close to the speed of light.
Right.
Those guys are doing nothing.
So the mayor does know that if they keep doing more wealth redistribution...
There's a trader listening to this show right now who's going to send me a nasty little email.
Huh?
There's a Wall Street trader right now.
Oh, okay.
Who does this for a living.
I thought you said traitor, T-R-A-I-T. Okay, gotcha.
Trader, who wears a silly blazer during the day, and he's going to send me an email to tell me exactly why he's important. And you know what he should do, or she, whomever they may be? Just call in and tell us.
Sure. We'd love that.
Phone lines are open, 7 to 10 p. Eastern time, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. It's not like you can't fit this into your busy schedule.
But he's right though, right? Like even though the majority of people may want what he's talking about, they may want socialism. He may indeed hear these things. He says he hears it all over the place. Every community he goes into, he hears socialists. Conversations, people wanting wealth redistribution, wanting controls, wanting government regulations, and you know all that stuff. And of course, New York City is going to pass more. Like, there's definitely going to be more controls, more business regulations, more taxes coming out of New York City. It's not going to turn around the other direction and get into a smaller government or anything like that. But what he is admitting here is the reason why they can't go full bore into socialism is because he knows they'll lose the wealthy. And if you don't have the wealthy people to tax, you don't have a successful socialist program.
Right.
He knows that.
Because sooner or later, the problem with socialism, sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Exactly. And so that's why you're not going to see a full-on, overnight implementation, but little bit by bit. They're definitely making the biggest...
Keep on turning up the burner on the frog if it doesn't jump out, but it will. I mean, there are people leaving New York all the time. Wealthy people are leaving New York because they just don't get as much for their money there.
And the people who are left over are so dependent on government handouts and social. It's
they can't leave. Right. They feel stuck. So, hey, we're out of time for tonight. Don't forget, you can catch more of Vincent on Off the Air Live at offtheairlive.com. I don't know if this week's show has been posted yet, but
I don't know if he even has a domain anymore.
Well, then you can hear it live on lrn.fm whenever it happens to be next. And we'll see you online in the meantime between now and the next show, which is tomorrow night, online at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.